Whew. What a day, what a day, what a day. Can't believe I've been at this almost 4 years. And to think I possibly could have 4 more. Who knows? I think I do. My multiple political rivals just don't have the same je ne sais quoi, the same draw that I seem to have with the people. Yes, I've been accused of having a very cult-like personality and disposition, and that those who have followed me since the beginning, who believe in me, are acting like a cult. Well, if I'm a cult leader, I very much am a discreet one, at least. Because I don't consider myself a cult leader. I just consider myself a normal, regular leader. An easygoing leader. A merciful leader. Yeah. A merciful leader. Anyway. Emily? Juan? Do you mind giving me and this particular person some privacy? There are some important, classified matters to discuss. You both understand, right? By all means, keep doing your duty, but I feel perfectly comfortable being alone right now. I don't sense any imminent danger. It's just me, the pilot, and you all. So let me talk to this very interesting individual right here. And your fellow agents. So surely you can deal with that. Thanks, you two. Alright, so you here. Yes, I've had you sit across from me for a reason. Not that I feel like I'm in any trouble or anything. Like I said to the others, it's perfectly safe on here. Though I must admit, I am fairly tired and exhausted after that last major speaking engagement. Plus there are people from several parties present, at least 4 of them, watching my every move, categorizing and scrutinizing every single word I said. To think some people just have no lives, even now. They always find the means to just waste their time and everyone else's time. But, during this whole debacle leading up to the next major election, this is where you come in. Because I've been kind of watching you. Really knows you. You stand out among all the rest. It seems like you hardly eat, you hardly sleep, you only show up to your shift way early, and you tend to stay on pretty late. It's almost as if you have nothing else to do except your job. Tell me, what is wrong with you? Are you healthy? Is there something I should know about? I can keep a secret. Like I said, this is a classified conversation. Just between you and me. So don't worry. Everything's perfectly fine. Just tell me what's up with you. I, like I said, won't tell anyone. Not even the leader of Russia. We're not exactly on speaking terms anyway. So, you here? You alright? I understand. I know it's like I grew up during a period of forced isolation. It's quite depressing to think I was born during the year of a pandemic. And now I'm like almost 40. Fairly fascinating. Regardless, so you're feeling pretty isolated and lonely. That's why you just delve into your work. I can honestly respect that. When I can't sleep, when I feel alone in that way too large of a building, it's completely unnecessary. I tend to do extra work, go through my emails, stay in the office, signing things, writing things, talking on the phone. You know how it goes. Especially these fancy holographic, hologram, whatever you want to call it, devices that we have now. To think I can actually clearly see people's gestures and facial expressions as they talk to me makes it almost impossible for anyone to really lie. Unless you're Russia, and your technology is even more advanced. Assholes. Sorry, I keep wandering off. It's what all of my rivals accuse me of not being able to keep my mind focused. Little do they know. Of course I have ADHD. Why do you think I got elected? The people relate to me. Relate to my struggle from rags to riches. It's quite nice, actually. No wonder there's a cult deifying me. Anyway, this isn't all about me. This is also about you. Like I said earlier, I've noticed you, and I'm keeping an eye on you. Because of your relatively erratic behavior, I find it intriguing, to say the least. You always seem a bit closer to me than the others, as if you wouldn't hesitate to throw your body in front of me in seconds, without even pulling out your gun. You'd rather just take a bullet for me than be the first to fire one. Fascinating, because I thought you were trained to draw first, be human shields, second or third. But you're different, like I said. Why are you so close to me? Are you, like, into me or something? I don't mind if you are, even though I'm obviously married, and my partner might have something to say about that. But I personally don't mind. Don't give a hoot. I've, like I said, a very intriguing, magnetic, cult-like personality. So no wonder anyone, everyone feels drawn to me and drawn to my presence. So it's no surprise that someone so close to me in such an intimate position such as yours would feel some kind of way about me. But what to do about this? Now, obviously, it would go against both our jobs for us to, you know, be that way, which is a shame, because those things are some of my favorite activities. I haven't had that in quite some time. Partner always has excuses. They cite my attitude, that I've changed since the election, when I was running for this position, and when I got it. Calling me a megalomaniac. So what if I am? Doing my job. Taking care of my nation. It's no reason for my stupid partner to not put out. No wonder I'm so moody. That could be why. See if you and I were to get down to business in that way. Cause way more scandal than what's already following me. Which really, really sucks. Don't like it. But thanks to a couple of my predecessors getting involved with the help, regardless of what they do, heavily frowned upon, could get me removed before next election even happens fully, that wouldn't be good. I could do without that. You think even now people would not be so prudish, not be so Puritan about it. Look, I know where our country came from, the people who settled here and helped wipe out all the natives, well, most of them. Ridiculous, that is. People. People, people, people. Fortunately, we've mostly come a long way since then. Anyway, I know the initial people who came here were a bit uppity and thinking too highly of themselves and just frowned upon certain things, but I like to think we've evolved a bit since then. I mean, nature is always changing and evolving, isn't it? After all, I've always prided myself on fully believing and embracing science and facts. So, if nature is always evolving, then us, our species, should be capable of evolving too. Yet, so many people still hold those beliefs. And if I acted against those beliefs while in office, I'd get my proverbial ass kicked. Fun times. Because I gotta say, you are a relatively attractive individual. I mean, look at me. I'm me. One of the most influential, attractive people on this planet right now. So many people look up to me, and I'm on the cover and headlines of so many articles. So many people always talking about me, scrutinizing everything from my policy to my attitudes to how I speak, and of course my appearance. And contrary to what they say, I've had no surgical advancements. Didn't need any. I'm naturally this amazing. Anyway, you're pretty attractive. Far more attractive than any other agent I've seen. So, you, me, kind of have a thing. Maybe use secret emails or something. Can sneak into various rooms, take some pictures, send them to you. You do the same. We message each other very naughty, mischievous things. Like I said, my partner's not putting out, so I'm not getting any, and even someone like me gets urges. Urges that become more and more difficult to not act upon. And just looking at you, kind of want to drag you by the head to the back of this plane and just have at you. But that would be your own. And everyone would want to follow me anyway. Because even when I request privacy, I'll never get it. Ever again. It's one thing I miss about being a civvy. At least I had some relative privacy. Well, not now that I'm married. No privacy even at home. It's bonkers. Malarkey. Regardless, I'm level-headed. I'm chill. Don't mind me. You're very distinctive. Not just in appearance, of course, but personality, disposition. I like that. I want that. Around me. All the time. Like, all the damn time. Because I need that in my life. I need someone who is not like me. And someone who likes me, but doesn't worship me. But also doesn't completely reject me either, despite being married for over 10 years. So, you You.
Me? Oh. Shit. Can't do secret emails. Several people have tried that. Did not go well for them. Fuck. Well, could get a burner phone. But then if someone saw it or found it, they'd accuse me of wheeling and dealing with illegal shit. You know, people in my position do it. We do everything under the table that can't be traced like a phone. So, even I am not 100% above the law, despite being now part of the top 10%. Fancy that. You're like, you make what? Like, X amount a year? Even with benefits? Woof. Gotta do something about that. And again, and this is all on me. Never really paid attention to those things. Just kinda blew over my head. But now that I see you, and I see you, I'm gonna change that. I'm going to bump up the pay grade a bit. Not just for you, of course, but all of you. You all deserve it. Y'all are putting your lives on the line for me. But you're still going to get special treatment, just not in the ways we want. At least right now. But you get more money. I get to look at your hot ass all the time. Quite nice. And we're both happy for a little while. You got a cute face. Very sexy parts. Like I said, a very nice ass. Don't think I didn't notice when you've had your back to me. Anyway, better call the others back in before they think I'm up to something, or you've killed me, or I killed you, because I was in a pretty bad mood before we left. So, gotta deal with the simple folk. How far are we from the next spot anyway? Because I really want to just get back to the house. Curl up in bed. Read some shit. Maybe sign something. I don't know. Oh, really? We've got another half hour. Yuck. I don't want to talk to people today. I didn't want to, but I have to. It's part of my job. Okay. Enough stalling and delaying the inevitable. Alright, Emily, Juan, get your asses back here. Here they come. Alright. Like I said, this conversation, 100% confidential. It's our little secret.